Hello, this is Ish Rostami. I'm gonna answering the questions, and I don't like speak for another subjects. This discussion challenge subject is about books. So the question number one is, do you like books? Or do you like reading? Why or why not? As I mentioned in the previous challenge, I don't like to spend my time to watch movies or listen to music. I don't know. I don't like this kind of hobbies. So, reading books is a great hobby to spend your free time. It has so many profits, and that's good. That's a good way to spend your time. And I prefer to spend my time by reading books. It is interesting. And it is very good. A reading book is very good. That in the next questions we have some questions about this topic. How often do you read books? How often do I read books? It depended on my condition. If I become busy, I can't read books for more than a half of an hour. But maybe in some days I would read books for almost 3 hours a day. But it's rare. I usually read books for just 1 hour a day or less. That is very terrible. Three, what kind of books do you like? What kind of books did you like? I like some stories that are true or can happen in real. And they are just a story that have some adventures, and I like them, and now I like them too. For example, when I was a child, I love reading books, reading Shahnameh stories, or reading stories about prophets and Quran stories, Quran. And now I'm very interested to read stories. For example, my favorite story. And question number four. My favorite story is The Little Prince. I don't know why it is very, very, very great, and it may be. I don't. It makes my feeling. I can't describe it. I'm very bad in describing these kind of feelings or another kind of these feelings. So I can't say why. When I love something, maybe it has a reason, but I can't describe it. Five, what was the last book you read? The last book I read was, I don't know the true pronunciation, but Les Mirabelles, I don't know. In Persian we say Binavoyan. And I haven't read it completely, but it was great. It was great, a masterpiece of Victor Hugo, and I love that book. 6. If you could only read one more book for your entire life, what would it be? If it means the book that is not related to studying or school, it's hard to explain, and it's hard to choose a book. Maybe I complete that book, the Binavoyan book, and Les Mirabelles, I don't know the pronunciation. So, it would be enough. But if it means the only book, so it is about, it could be about studying or school or something like this. It would be about engineering, or it would be about physics. Maybe I read the conceptual physics. It is very great. It's a very great book. And yes, that's it. I don't have another suggestion. Can a book change the world? Yes, it could be. It could be happen. Maybe, for example, for my situation, I love mathematics and physics and chemistry because I have ability in math or science or some subjects just like this. But I was hated from physics. Why? Because some parts of physics was too strange, and it frustrated me, and I can't explain these parts of physics, and I become confused. But with this book, The Conceptual Physics, I became fluent in physics, and my errors, now I don't have any errors in physics. I can explain anything. For example, in mechanics, the true rules of physics, not by my rules. And maybe this book changes my future. For example, I like to be a mathematic, or I like to be an engineer that is work on hardwares and computer, etc. But now I love to work on BMW company, and I think I can. But I have too many problems. 8. Do you believe reading books literature is more important than reading stuff online? Why or why not? Reading books, for example, when a paper is your hand, is on your hand, and you can watch it naturally and you can read it naturally, it maybe causes you to like books, to like reading books, to start books. It's a good way to start books. But when you become a book reader, a master in book reading, it usually don't have any difference. It usually doesn't have any difference, and reading books online or offline, in real books with paper or in your tablet or computer, I think it's not different. But the most important problem with reading online, when you want to read online, you should read book in computer or in your tablet, and the brightness of your screen may hurt you or may annoy you. So the only problem with reading with computer or tablet, online or offline, it's not different. Was that? But reading books in your hand when it's real, it's more important, it's better. So that's it. I hope you enjoy it. I was not very active in this voice. That's it.